Good morning, a Wednesday morning. We're with our political observer, Alan Shartok. Alan, we were just talking before coming on air. The news day by day is tough to get through, but how about that amazing wire fox terrier king, now Westminster's best in show?
Well, there were some people who didn't like it, of course. I don't care. I love white hair terriers. I love them. In fact, the first dog in my life was Skeezix, who belonged to Aunt Dee Dee and Uncle Arthur. Skeezix was a fierce dog. He was always in the dog hospital because he would always get into fights with the dogs. But a wonderful, wonderful dog. We would stay over and he would hop up on the bed and sleep there. What a dog. So when he won yesterday, I thought this was great vindication of the great Skeezix model.
And I know Murray was very interested in watching it because he didn't even want to go outside with all the weather.
Well, I wanted to talk about the weather because you are so right. I took Murray out last night at 7. It was beginning to ice up. But there's a real layer of several inches of snow covered by absolute ice. I guarantee you the emergency rooms are going to have a lot of people in them today. People are going to fall. I'm telling you now, and I'm going to follow my own advice, that there are days you don't go to work if you can avoid it. And here in Great Barrington, I've never quite seen anything like this. So I do want to recommend to everybody that if there's a way to stay home or put those things on your shoes that make you stable on ice, this is really bad. And while, you don't know how long it'll take, but at 4 o'clock this morning, I can tell you it was unmanageable. So be careful.
Indeed, be very careful. Well, speaking of bad, the looming second possible federal shutdown of the government. And the question, I guess, is to veto or not to veto.
He can't do it. We knew he couldn't do it. I've been saying he couldn't do it, as you know. The Republicans were infuriated with him for putting themselves, as the Senate Republicans, in mortal danger of losing their seats. The American people didn't like it. Remember, David, the picture of all the planes that were up in the air at one time? You couldn't see the map of the United States. And then when you had these guys not getting paid and calling in and ticked off with, obviously, repercussions for their own mental health, which is one of the hardest jobs in the world, and then they began to close down terminals because some people didn't report to work. This was just one small part of it, the FBI and everybody else. So they came to the president. It was clear that McConnell was infuriated, told him to cut it out, so he couldn't go back into it. No matter what, he just couldn't go back into it.
Will he declare an emergency?
He may. They're giving him a little wiggle room, the Republicans and the Senate are saying he should do what he wants to do or can do. But he'll face lawsuits. I mean, the Congress appropriates money for certain functions. You take that money away, either from the military or from anybody else, and they'll have a lawsuit if he does that. I think he knows that, too. Otherwise, I think he would have done it already.
Your Governor Andrew Cuomo met with President Trump yesterday, Alan. They talked about a number of things. Specifically, the governor wanted to talk about the 2017 tax law, which the governor has blamed for a $2.3 billion tax revenue shortfall in New York. Cuomo said later in the evening on a radio interview in New York that, along with his economic advisor Larry Kudlow, some reforms would be necessary to the tax law and could be up for further discussion. The president also went after New York again on the abortion situation.
Well, as you know, this is an opportunity for both men to connect with their bases. In my opinion, Cuomo happens to be right, and the president happens to be wrong. It is clear that they have gone after the blue states in order to make some hay so that the SALT, state and local tax deductions, were eliminated. The other thing that's interesting is that despite the fact that his signature piece of successful legislation, and I put quotes around successful, has been the tax legislation, which he said was going to help Americans. Now it turns out that, whoa, people waking up, doing their taxes and finding out that they're not as well off as they thought they were, that the money that they're having to pay is more, and that the returns, which they got last year, have been diminished by a lot this year. Another piece of bad news for the president, you think?
How about this piece of news? How Manafort's 2016 cigar club meeting with a Russian goes to the heart of the Mueller probe. This from the Washington Post. In a sealed court hearing last week, prosecutors revealed they are deeply focused on a dinner Paul Manafort had at the Grand Havana Club with Russian political operative Konstantin Kilimnik.
Yes, we've known about that one for a little bit of time now. Obviously, Manafort's going to prison. What he takes with him, we'll never know. But the bombshells that are waiting to explode are the testimony by Manafort, whether he changes his mind. He's been accused of lying and changing testimony and witness tampering, I believe, and other things. And you also have Mr. Cohen. There is no doubt that there is a potential for any of these guys to tell what they know, or if they already haven't told it, to Mueller. We're all waiting for Mueller. So also, David, I know that you're interested in this too. There are people who are trying to make trouble for Richie Neal, saying that he's against basically the impeachment and he's not moving fast enough of Trump. Richie Neal, who I have more admiration for than anybody in Congress right now, he's terrific, is not going to ruin the chances of impeaching him by going before the Mueller report. And anybody who thinks otherwise really ought to have their heads examined, because why would you ruin it? You're not going to try to impeach him and fail in the United States Senate, where those Republicans will never vote for it, until there is a smoking gun of the dimensions that are unbelievable. So therefore, the idea that you would criticize somebody who says that he has to go slow on this, yes, you got to go slow till Mueller's report is in there, and anybody else ought to be ashamed of themselves for suggesting otherwise. Otherwise, it's just feel-good stuff.
Alan Chartok with us. Alan, thank you. Everyone, be safe.